Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 393 of the Maritime Paintball Podcast. I don't know what I was thinking there. I started to lose my train of thought. Let me start that over again. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 393 of the Maritime Paintball Podcast. My name is Brad O'Dell, and with me as always is...
Your king of paintball, baby.
That he is.
I'm just noticing in our stream platform here that I have lost capabilities to do anything. I've been downgraded in our podcast. I cannot see any of our stats or anything. You've downgraded me, you son of a bitch.
What? When? No, I didn't downgrade you.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. Can't share stuff. I can't highlight anybody's amazing comments.
I don't know. I'll have to figure that one out.
But that's okay.
I don't think I can fix that on the fly. I think we have to be off the air for me to fix that.
That's okay. I'm still kind of like stoked that I have wireless headphones. So, because I've joined the modern world.
No more. I'm wired up, man. Look at me. I'm wired up all to the nines. So yeah, let's. You good?
Yeah, I just realized that I forgot to use one of my fantastic products from one of our awesome sponsors before the show. So that means that I got to do some business for everybody tonight. And first of all, the Maritime Paintball Podcast is brought to you by Moncton Paintball. My home, my love, my field. Boys, it's almost time. They're getting ready. I have heard from the gas man that they're just waiting for some good weather so they can get home all cleaned up for us to go back. The King's Forest has been neglected. We need to go back and see them.
It's coming. We need the ground to dry out so that we don't rip it all to pieces.
Uh-huh. They have one of the nicest terrains around, and it would be terrible and bad form to ruin those fields. So we're not going to be doing that.
True.
So I was just mentioning my friend Big Black Sam at the Rip King, and the Rip King has showed me some new products they've gotten. They've got some new vapes, new gear. Go see them. Go buy something from them. I don't care how you do it. Just go. Look at that. It's Scotian. Come to say hi. And the Kaiser's chosen representative is here. Since I've found out that Thomas Bork is not the Kaiser, that's Andrew. I know who it is. Bond Chick. Hello, AJ. Nice to see you. Nice to see everybody. No, I've seen that name before, and I'm happy to have her. Him. Her. I don't give a shit who it is. Bond Chick. Person. Our other sponsor, Ninja. We keep forgetting about how awesome Ninja is. They sponsor us, and then we completely ignore them. It's kind of like we do everybody.
Yeah, you know.
Hillsborough, the Atlantica Recreation Center out in Hillsborough, has got their third game, Sniper's Haven. Going to be on the 30th of March. Get out there, guys. It's the last one of March. It's going to be fun. Turtle, nice to see you, buddy. We're getting ready to see that guy above your name, above yous. That's the other Thomas Bork. We're going to see him soon. And, of course, our not sponsor of the day, Canadian Cunt. Get yourself a nice cunt. Everybody needs one. If it's soppy, if it's smelly, if it's brand new and fresh, you can find her on Facebook. Go and see Kat. She is the Canadian Cunt, and she will make sure that you can wear one on your face because everyone needs one. And check my list. I'm pretty sure if you go out and you try using Nightmare PB at various sites, you could probably get a discount code somewhere along the line. I don't know where. I would suggest Grindr, Pornhub.
Blue Chew.
God, I still want those guys. Totally want that as a sponsor.
I want to know what it tastes like.
Hmm.
I'm just curious about, like, is it just mint?
Hold on. Let me get the old Google machine going here.
Thomas Burke says yes. He says, yes, it tastes like mint.
I love you.
He just says yes. I'm assuming he's talking about Blue Chew. I don't know. I'm just curious what it tastes like. So those are the folks who are supporting the show. Now, to rustle some jimmies. We may be getting a special guest a little bit into the show. We're not sure yet. If he shows up, great. If he doesn't, no big deal. We totally understand. But tonight, we kind of wanted to talk about the summit, the awards, the paintball awards. If you're not aware of what it was, the summit was the awards show / party / trade show / whatever you want to call it, that was hosted during the Las Vegas portion of the NXL, the Las Vegas Major. And So the trade show looked amazing. The party looked fun as hell. And it just looked like an all-around amazing time. It looked like a great time. Really want to go. If they do it again next year, I want to go. We're going to Vegas.
Oh no, my arm twisted too. Stop it. Disappear. You want me to just disappear forever? Yeah, send me to fucking Vegas. Where's Tom? He's somewhere in the neon graveyard trying to dig up Jimmy Hoffa.
I'll put an air tag on you or something.
We'll keep track of you. Keep gaming, sir. Oh, okay. If you insist, sir, you can't. No, sir. Please leave our establishment, sir. Still can't find out. Apparently, it tastes bitter and sweet.
What? It's bitter and sweet. Great. So it's
bitter. It leaves a bitter aftertaste, and it's slightly sweet.
Okay.
It must not taste very good because I am not seeing anybody saying how it tastes is anything other than like drugs.
Okay.
So, you know, health insurance does not cover Blue Chew. It's not available in North Dakota, South Carolina, which is kind of oddly specific, in the U.S. territories or outside of the United States. So they won't sponsor us because we're outside of the United States.
Oh.
Bummer.
Lame. Okay. Well, anyways. Yeah, the award show. So there was a lot of awards given out. There was a lot. Like 40, maybe more. Anyways, these awards included things that were, you know, offensive player of the year, defensive player of the year, which actually went to Marcelo Margot, which makes a lot of sense. Snake player of the year, Keith Brown. Dorito player of the year, Chris Scherzer. I can't pronounce the name properly. Flex player of the year, Ryan Greenspan, 100%. Breakout team of the year, New York Extreme, which is awesome because we had their host Field on the show, three weeks ago now?
Super nice.
So awesome, right? Divisional team of the year, paintball fit, you know, that kind of thing. So they had the basic stuff, right? And then they had the classics. Mm-hmm. Then they also had like referee of the year, most improved referee of the year, head referee, all great stuff.
Was Cliff even nominated?
No.
Then I question, I'm going to already start questioning these awards just because Cliff was
nominated. So where some of my questions come from. Ooh.
He didn't get the
email, so I just sent him the link now.
I see your 101 raise you $8.99.
We might get him in here in a few minutes. Anyways, the ones that I really wanted to talk about. Now, this conversation might end up going far left, far right, up, down, left, right, inside and out as soon as our special guest shows up, because the way he wants to talk about this is going to be wildly different than the way we're talking about it, because we didn't attend it. We don't have a real like hands-on opinion of this. This is just kind of like on the outside looking in kind of situation. I am looking at some of these things though, like creator of the year, Marcelo Margot, play the game podcast. Oh, he's here. Ladies and gentlemen.
Hey buddy.
Introducing some guy we found in the parking lot. No, I'm kidding.
Great way to start.
Cool.
The show,
we're just right? gonna get that shit out of the way right now.
Feeling
awesome.
Much better now. Okay. Great.
Fuck you guys. Leaves.
We got
that from downtown Toronto. That's awesome.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah. He raced. No, for real though, he raced up from a very important dinner to be on this show. So thank you so much, Wolf, for coming on.
The pleasure is all.
Also,
mine,
it's been ages. It's been ages.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
It's been like,
I'm sorry.
It's been like 5-6 years, I think, since you've been on the show.
No way, that much?
Yeah, the show's been going for almost 10 years now.
Ratings, yeah, but it's goes that long since I've been on. Like,
I think so. Hell. Honestly, yeah.
My apologies.
No, I just haven't invited you.
Oh, damn. Well, F you.
No, you start sending messages. Poor Wolf.
Just rude.
He tolerates all the messages I send. I'm sitting there half-baked. I'm like, what can I send Wolf to? Oh, he's online. Let's see what I can fucking send him. He's just like...
Yeah, I love it, too.
Fuck are you?
By the way.
Oh, God. Yeah,
I totally appreciate it.
I was wondering. I'm like, I wonder if he just sees those. And he's like, what the fuck are you on? Just... Go away.
No, I'm much more easygoing than people think, bro. Mm-hmm.
You, it's all love. You are surprisingly soft-spoken in person.
Yeah. People expect otherwise.
Yeah. Well, then when the mask drops, and then suddenly you can hear.
When we're on the field, it's a whole different thing.
right?
It's a whole different world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it
so
is.
So we wanted to bring you on to talk about the summit. You got to attend in a very dapper tuxedo, I might say.
Merci beaucoup.
As a man who was selling suits for some time, I can say that everything was on point.
Thank you, Thede. I that's a compliment I appreciate.
Right?
Thank
and the shoes, man. The shoes, the black white classics. Mm.
Those are very difficult to pull off.
They are. They are. It's either they work or you look like the Joker.
Or you look like a clown. Yeah. Look like a waiter. Like you got to do it properly.
Yeah. Yeah. So what is that? A 20-ounce mug of water you got going on there?
I drink a lot of water.
Dude, I'm just impressed by the mug.
Hydrate. Hey, dollar store, baby.
Nice. I kind of want one.
It's no matter how successful I become, I'm always going to be shopping at the dollar store.
Dude, I love the dollar store. It's fantastic.
That's life.
Oh, dude, my scotch glasses came from the dollar store.
Right?
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. So, yeah, you hit up the summit.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about it, man. What was it like?
It was kind of controversial.
Kind of.
I'm sure you guys want to find out, you know, where they got the nominees from and this and that.
I'm curious about that.
There's 100,000 ways you could try to get into it. I'm not going to because I want to leave it on. There's many things behind the scenes that you guys don't know about that wasn't great.
So, right? So talk about the story. Let's talk about, first of all, let's get into the party. Just on the surface, how was the party?
Beautiful. Magnificent.
Okay.
It was at the Sahara in Las Vegas. This is no cheap venue.
No.
Fuck no. No.
This is like he went all out. Like this is like, this was like Oscar party venue type of scenario. You know what it I mean? Like he went
big.
Yeah. He like, I've got more, a little bit more video coming. I couldn't do much video because I was just there to have fun and enjoy. But it was like, have you guys been to Vegas?
No, only on video.
Yeah, okay. Haven't made it to Vegas yet. Planning to soon.
This the Sahara is a massive hotel. I don't know. I swear, I don't know how he got this venue. It's so big. But it's surrounded when you go into the hotel. It's also a casino.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So he had, like, there are massive video walls with the paintball logo on it. The Major League Paintball, and you go inside, and it's like it's a beautiful pool, massive, like these screens are like stadium size screens that had did all paintball stuff all around the pool and everything, and it was oh my gosh, it was a beautiful thing to see. And first of all, I went there and I spent some time watching the NXL tournament, the Vegas Major, I think they called it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I don't do that. That's not my world. And it was cool. Like, it was dope. it's funny. One thing I got to tell people, and I try to explain this to people, is that paintball is a beautiful sport. And when I got into this game, you know, how many years ago, I got into it specifically just for the woods ball. I got into it just for the Milsim. That's the part I love. I love the woods. I love crawling through the grass and the swamps and the trees and the deer poop and the dead frogs. Like I'll crawl 20 minutes just for one good kill.
Mm-hmm.
That is what I love about the game. That's just what that's what I'll always love about this game. When I see that someone invited me back in the 90s to play in the Skydome game. Back when that was a thing.
I've seen video of it. That looked wild as hell.
Yeah. I was invited to play, and I went there and I looked at it and I was like, wait, they just play in this tiny little field? That's it? And these inflatable balloons around them and stuff? And I was like, where's the fun in that? I don't get it. It's, you know, the people are like right next door to you and everything. And
I could see you not being impressed with that, knowing you as you now. I'm like, yeah, I can't see you fucking doing that. It's like,
yeah, it's, but again, don't get me wrong. I think that's a different skill set, and you got to really be freaking good at what you do to pull it off on those fields. And what those tournament guys do is nothing short of amazing.
And they bounce like on the ground and they're sliding as
sliding around and diving and you know what I mean and walking the trigger and I am you know, I'm friends with a lot of those guys, like Ollie Lang and Greenspan and Keith Brown and Bernakia. Like I'm friends with lots of those guys because they'll come by events that I'm hosting and come and play and we hang out and go to dinners and stuff. So they've always come to hang out with me. So I decided to make the concerted effort. What's up, Nightmare? I decided to make the concerted effort to experience what they do properly. And I've always respected what they do. It's a beautiful thing. And it's the speed, the accuracy, the skill set. You can tell a D, you know, four team from, you know, the top level pros. You know what I mean? You can see the experience that's there and stuff. And, you know, Tom Cole invited me to come out and experience it. And it was dope. It was dope. I'm not going to lie. And I got some video behind the scenes of how she shoots the video for the events.
Cool.
I'll show it to you. I'll be making a video soon. He's got a whole cool studio production room inside of a trailer with the multiple TVs and live editing. Cool. He's got a producer saying, cut to camera two, cut to camera three, cut to the drone. Like, it's totally professional. He's got like a truck full of compressors. Like, you know how we go do a big game and you see, you know, maybe one, maybe two compressors to deal with us?
Yep.
He had like five big compressors, like sterling silver sucker. You know what I mean? like you know, he had the good stuff.
Well, I don't want no pressure problems now. That's not the time to have them.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
45s on every tank.
Bro, every single time. You know what I mean? So, yeah. And he was like, you know, you guys are, you scenario guys are easy. If you lose some air, if you only get 2,000, you're not going to cry too much. But these guys, oh my gosh, it'll be the end of the end of the world. You know what I mean? Yep. So, which is totally understandable, I guess. It's like, and it was just amazing. You know, I had great seats. I was in the little VIP area and stuff. And it was just watching these guys under that new snake shape. Because usually a snake just goes straight down both sides, right? But he changed it up, and a whole bunch of guys are whining about it beforehand and everything.
I thought it was cool, man. I want to play
and
that.
I thought it was dope. But when they played it, they said it was great.
Yeah, they just don't like change.
Yeah, yeah. Welcome to paintball. Right. Nobody in paintball likes change,
no.
Right?
No.
So it was really cool watching these guys do their thing. And I was taken back. Like, I was almost brought to tears a few times as I walked through at the venue and everything. And because, you know, when I'm at a Woods Ball game, scenario game, I get to meet a lot of people and stuff, and they tell me their stories and everything. And I had so many dudes, like, you know, top tier players, D3, D4 guys, so many guys come up to me and say, hey, man, I've been watching you. I was watching your videos when I was a kid. First of all, that made me feel a little old. But you go, you know, I've been watching your videos since I was a kid. And like, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't even discover this tournament stuff. Like, I went to play paintball at field. I saw your videos to get excited. Then I saw the tournament side, and that's how I got into this game. Now I'm pro today. Like, there's so many guys, and they wanted to take pictures with me and stuff, and sign stuff for them. And I'm choking up thinking about it now because it was like,
most humble dudes I've ever met. I know nothing about this world. I can't imagine. I could just see you being like, wait, what? Like, oh, buddy.
Yeah.
I'll totally take a picture with you, dude. Like, yeah, no problem.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And it was just a beautiful thing. Like, it just inspired me to go even harder now because it's like, it just makes you want to like just get out there and show the world this crazy ass sport.
Mm-hmm.
Hung out in the dye tent, did some videos with them and everything, went around and caught some videos with some other tents and stuff. It was just cool. It was the biggest tournament paintball event that has ever happened other than World Cup.
It looked like wild, man.
He had 100 more teams show up than previous years.
See, now I'm thinking like, they need to flip it. Make Florida the first and make Vegas the last. And then...
Well, I don't think he couldn't find a big enough space. Like for the
yeah, if you, Florida, yeah, if you did
a lot more room.
Yeah, that's true. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Play in the desert.
He maxed out. But yo, it was dope. It was the finals. Dynasty was down. I think they were playing the Hurricanes.
Yeah, they were down like 4. And no, 3.
They were down like 3-0-3.
And they came back.
And they came back and beat them.
Yep.
The crowd was going crazy.
Oh, dude.
Like, it was
I watched fascinating. It.
Like, huh? Did you watch it? Or?
Yeah, I watched it. I watched it all on Go Sports. And, okay,
yeah.
You could hear the crowd losing their minds.
Oh, could you?
And it was okay. Like, it reminded me of 3 years ago when the Red Legion got that last point. They had like less than half a second left to hit the buzzer or something. And like the crowd erupted. Like it was nuts. They beat Houston Heat. Well, everyone thought they did, then Houston won. And anyways, long story short, the crowd losing their mind, it was just like, man, it was just like that again. It was just fun to watch, man. It was fun to watch.
It's kind of like when, like, I'm at certain fields, like at Hell Survivors, when we do Living Legends, and the final battle is right beside the fence where people can stand and watch us go during final battle, and you hear them yelling and screaming and laughing and having a great time watching us go at it, right? Yep. So it was next level. I also gave him like production TV, gave him a couple pointers here and there and stuff and everything, and Tom was very receiving, and he wanted, you know, we were like, it was very cool. Tom Cole is like the coolest dude out there. It's interesting because he's trying to bring us in. When I say us, I say woodballers. I don't say scenario ball. There's a whole weird thing. Oh, that's not scenario. That's big game. That's not a big game. I don't give a fuck.
Right?
It's just woodball.
Speedball and woodsball. Done.
Yeah, that's it. Plain and simple, right? And it's like for how little he knows. Like I've played with Tom before. He's generaled with me in like Decay of Nations and Los Angeles and stuff. Dope guy. He's been around forever. He knows everything. But he doesn't know, even though he's played a couple of games with us, he doesn't know the woodsball world.
He's not immersed in it.
Not at all.
Right. He's immersed in speedball.
He wouldn't have time to be with what he's doing.
God, no.
You know what I'm saying? So you can see why certain decisions were made for our categories that may have seemed a little strange to some people and may have not. It didn't rub everyone the right way, but you have to understand this is the first time it's been done. Like no other quote tournament professional endeavor has ever even bothered to care about woodsball.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so this is the production value of this, of the whole thing is above and beyond what we've seen in paintball ever. Yeah. Honestly. Like it's starting to become on par with what the Europeans are doing.
Yeah, and I had some great conversations with him. We talked about certain categories that could be fixed. We talked about things that more people could be involved in and how to open it up. And it's very tricky because, you know, woodsballers, I know some of them were upset, and it's like, you know, oh, why this category and why this team and why this person and stuff. And it's like, it's baby steps, as Joel is saying in the comments. It's literally the first one. The second one's going to be much better. The third one's going to be amazing. But you have to think of it in terms of what's the side of the sport that has nothing to do with us. Like, you know, how do you organize that? Like, say if you're giving out 100 awards, what percentage of that should be woodsball or / scenario?
Right. And how do you quantify it? How do you, because the NXL and the Major League Paintball, they can track their stuff. They can tell you Dynasty has won X number of games. Dynasty has won X number of points. They can tell you down to the number of points that they've won.
Yeah.
But when it's like,
yeah, exactly.
It's, oh, who was the, you know, for example, just one of the awards, who was the best general? Well, how do you quantify that when you've got so many Woods Ball games that happen across the United States. And then on top of that, you've got the smaller ones that people don't know about. That they're a very passionate little crowd. You know what I mean? Like, be loud.
Yeah.
It's almost in, it almost requires NXL level tracking of Woods Ball games, which is a logistical
impossible nightmare.
Logistical nightmare.
Possible to do. Because, like, there's so many things you have to take into consideration. Like, you know, what do you consider? Like, you can't have guys who have 50 people playing every day, every weekend, calling it a big game, and then putting those stats in with the guys who are like, you know, 1,000 player games.
Because we,
and like, you know what I mean? Because it's
happening here in the Maritimes years ago.
Yeah.
Every took words out of his mouth. He said that a couple of weeks ago. Shit.
Every weekend, a field was going, oh, we're having a big game. And it was like 30 guys. And they were like, this is a walk on with a theme.
It is. Yeah.
Which don't
and I'm not trying to disrespect that, because that's how people get into it. And not everyone's going to be at the big games all the time.
For sure.
But it's like, we need to be able to keep some form. See, I think part of the way they nominated is also geographically.
And I noticed that.
Also, you know, like, they wanted some from the West Coast in the States, from the East Coast, from the North, whatever, and from Florida and Texas. You know what I mean? So they're trying to do that. And they would, it's really difficult to do because there's so much happening that you don't know about.
Yeah.
Right? And we don't hear about all the generals who've won their games. And we don't hear about all the teams who have won MVT and all the players who have won MVP. And I mean, I don't know if we were on my Facebook, like a couple of weeks ago on my Facebook page, I said, how can we, is there anyone or any way we could keep track of who wins these games?
Yeah, I was actually talking to a guy in the comments there about you know, I could easily set up a website. Give me 24 hours. I got a website set up. You register, you submit your games, that kind of thing. But there needs to be, but I immediately run into the issue of there's a vetting process needs to be put in place. Yeah. So who does the vetting? What is the qualifications for the vetting? How does it, so you just, you're piling on top of piling on top of piling. And it's like, how do you do this? How do you, somebody, some random person just goes, I had a big game. I had 1,000 players and this team won. Okay, well, prove it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And it's almost a no-win situation.
Yeah.
Because no matter who wins, there's going to be people crying about something.
Oh, 100%.
100%. And it's like we're grown ass men shooting paintballs at each other. And these guys, like, there was a, you know, we had someone tried doing an awards show here. Do you remember Kara? She had, or the Kara, I always call her Kara. She was, her son played. She was one of the big paintball moms.
Oh my God. Yes. I think I had her on the show.
She's had, yeah. And she had a award show up here in Burlington, Oakville area. She rented out like a hotel.
Oh, wow. Everything. I haven't thought about that in ages.
Exactly. And the amount of whining from woods ballers in Canada was atrocious.
Yeah, I felt so bad because she put so much work into that.
She lost money doing that, and it was so cool of her. And it was like, and then, you know, there were certain people who wanted to boycott it because their friend wasn't nominated, and you know what I mean. And
asshole. I don't know who you are, but fuck you.
I'm not gonna name
names. No. I don't want you to. But whoever they are, they know who they are.
There were guys out there who were like, oh, this is just a popularity contest, and it's like, I was, you know, I just hosted like as an MC for part of it. I didn't win anything or anything, and I don't feel like I really need to because I get enough recognition as it is. So I feel weird accepting anything like that. I think other paintballers should be getting focused on that don't get the focus. And I think, you know, hopefully when they come out with the video, you'll see my speech where I said, this is not for me. This is for the guys who don't get to play the games they want to play because they have families and they can't afford it. And they'll work overtime for 2 months straight so they can make one or two big games. And And, you know, they'll try and find parts for their marker on Facebook and try and put it together and get their tent. You know what I mean?
Like, you can, the guys, you stop talking about me and Tom aren't now.
Seen.
You can. Have you known?
And it's like, there's so many unknown mm-hmm. warriors in this game
yep.
that deserve more recognition. And I try to do my little stuff, like my top five kills, and I try to highlight people on my TikTok when I do highlight players and stuff like that. And I try to do it that way. And, you know, to have someone like the NXL / Major League Paintball do it in such a massive venue is a beautiful thing. And, you know, there's so many things to try and take into consideration, and so many people. It's not easy for Tom to do that.
No.
It's too granular. What he did was pretty cool, though. Like, pretty damn cool. I mean, I think there was my five or six in this scenario thing, but there could have been more. For instance, I think he had a category for podcasts.
Content creator.
No, there was also a podcast one where I think...
Play the Game podcast
was in it.
Oh, yeah, because they won content creator.
Yeah. Was that content creator or podcast?
There was creator and YouTube. I didn't see a podcast one.
Okay, sorry. That's what I meant. Creator and YouTube thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, even that side, like Ryan Green's fan show wasn't nominated. Spick and Span show. You know what I mean? And it's like, I thought that could have included a couple of non-speedballer hosted podcasts. You know, I think Behind the Bunker could have been one of
them. I'm surprised they were included.
I think that the Frontline. Well, there's so many.
There's a lot of podcasts now.
Yeah, and I'm just talking on the Canadian side, right?
Yeah,
it's like
triple.
And it, like,
US.
Down in Mexico, Barrio Paintball has a huge podcast.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like. So it's they need to, and they did have a couple of European nominations. Oh, thank you for that. They did have a couple of European nominations and a few European. So I'm like, we're part of North America. We should have been included in that to begin with, but Mexico should have a couple nominations. And it's, again, it's easy for us to sit here in the chairs and say
100%
what's wrong and right.
Right. 100%. It's easy to, you know, to look at it and go, well, you should have done this. And they go, well,
yes,
you've got a timeline to build this thing. And if you create a nominee list and you go, okay, let's just say podcasts, right? Like, we can go super granular with this. We just say podcasts. You go, okay, here's your nominee list. You could put 30 paintball podcasts in. There are that many. Some of them don't get as much following as the others. Some of them are very hard to find and they're very small, but they're doing their thing. But there's that many. So...
What's going to happen in the future is that I think you're going to get a big list of podcasts and or YouTube shows or personalities, and then people will vote on who they like.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
I would like to see too, because the voting side of it, like I would say 95%, if not more, I'd actually say close to 99% of the awards that were handed out, I 100% agree with. Of course, I have my opinions on some of them. But the voting, just the way they did the voting, it felt not purposely hidden, but it was a little hard to find the way to vote.
Yeah. You know what I mean? They just kept it to their own pages type of thing.
It kind of got stuck in
an NXL page and the Major League page.
It kind of got stuck in a bubble.
First of all, what we need to do when it comes to voting is create a registry of paintballers. So what I'm saying is, like, that's so, like, Johnny, whose team is, you know, is nominated for an award, they can't go to their high school and get all their high school friends and to spam it. They have to, you don't have to, like, prove you play paintball, but you at least should have to, like, register someone somewhere to say, okay, this is who I am, this is what I play, this is where I live, and then click a button, then you can vote on any category type of thing, as opposed to having, you know, your family and someone, you know, a few random people vote for you that don't even know what they're voting for type of thing. just to legitimize it a tad bit, if that makes sense.
Sorry, you got my brain going. There's Hockey Canada does something similar like that, where like if you go like it's you could be a hockey player, right? You could just be like you can play the beer league, right? Whatever. Mm-hmm. But Hockey Canada doesn't know who you exist. But let's say you play for an actual registered team. Maybe it's just a small town municipal team. They're registered with Hockey Canada.
Yeah.
So your information is given to Hockey Canada. They now at least know roughly who you are. Yep. So if somebody created something like Major League Paintball, obviously they probably don't have the resources right now to do this. I imagine they're stretched fairly thin with just the NXL itself. But if something like that, and then you go down a level and you go, okay, as a field, you can register to be an official, an official field backed by the Major League Paintball, in which case they submit a ton of information because it's a business, so they're expected to have a little less privacy. And then individuals can register through that field, maybe to officially be part of a registry. I think something like that could happen.
That sounds very cool.
Right? It would require a lot of logistics, and it would take time. But yeah, I see what you mean, though. You definitely need something so that it doesn't become a popularity contest of...
Yeah, well, I mean, it's going to... of people who don't know what they're...
That's what I mean. Yeah, you're not going to get that like, one...
It's all going to be a popularity contest.
That's what an award show is. When it comes to
woods ball.
Right, for certain things, it's...
Yeah. Right? Certain things, you can make it more adaptable and make it more agreeable. And, you know what I mean? And... I mean, there's always going to be dudes who cry and say, oh, so-and-so, you know, we're the bad boys of paintball. We don't care about being recognized and being popular. And even though they're going to cry about it on their own podcast.
They're going to moan and cry online about it for the next 3 days.
3 years, bro.
Yeah. You're
it's like, it's, but it's like, at the same time, it's like, you know, it's just... You know, until we can quantify certain things, that's just going to be done that way.
And, man, quantifying is going to be so hard because there's going to be so many individuals who are going to want to do it a different way at different fields. Hell, woods ball fields can't get the rules straight. Some fields bounces count. Some fields they don't. Some fields run 280. Some fields run 260. Some, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's like...
Yeah. You can't get... I don't think... You don't need to get that deep.
No, what I'm saying is just...
rules and stuff, but...
In general...
Yeah.
Getting them to agree to something is impossible, is what I'm saying.
Well, totally. Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. They're just, oh my gosh, it's crazy. And it's like, sorry, I'm reading the comments too.
No, they're going at 100 miles an hour. I'm trying to keep up. You guys lost me when all I heard was Barrio Paintball. So I'm looking it up. I'm like, okay. And then I realize that it's in Indiana. I'm like, oh shit, maybe I can go get some food. I could justify
in going. Indiana? Like, Barrio was in Mexico.
Barrios in Mexico.
Oh, there's a barrio in fucking Indiana too. So I'm really glad. Interesting. I'm really glad because if you go to a Barrio Paintball on their Facebook, the one I found is in fucking Gary, Indiana. I'm like, that does not sound like it's Mexico.
Because everybody was speaking, you know, Mexican on the podcast, and you know, show fields in Mexico. So you never know.
I don't know, man.
We could be in the Matrix. Who knows?
Or it's worth crossing the border. Who knows? Maybe. Yeah. That's a long way to cross.
It's going to be complicated and tricky and weird and.
But like you said, there's no
quick fixes for it, and it's the first time.
Yeah.
So first WrestleMania was terrible too. It took a few years before Hogan and on.
First, you know, you know how long it took UFC to get established?
Well, you mean like the modern UFC or the original UFC?
Yeah.
The original is still where my heart lies.
The original was basically back alley cage fights.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, look at how long it took for them to...
Well, they had to set rules.
To evolve. They had to set rules. They had to have one governing body. Mm-hmm. And that is what Tom Cole is doing with his Major League Paintball line, right?
That's killer. That's killer.
I really think there is a way. It'll, like I said, it'll take time. But I really think it's possible to get fields on board to kind of operate under the Major League Paintball umbrella. They don't have to pay they probably wouldn't have to pay anything, but it'd be nice for Major League Paintball to be like, here are the rules, here are the standards, follow these standards.
You're talking for woods ball stuff, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
you know, these are the standards, the basic standards. Yep. Follow these, Great. Okay, cool.
And then you're going to have guys cry about what the standards are.
Yeah, well, tell those guys that they're going to go play their outlaw fields. But,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
But then these fields that go, okay, we agree to follow these standards,
yeah,
can then host Woods Ball events that are officially backed and tracked by Major League Paintball, in which case now it is actually quantifiable.
The American Paintball Association of America? Is that what we're hoping for here?
So again,
like, I'm down for it.
My question,
gas.
One thing I don't know about, again, I don't know about, is the Ontario or Canadian tournament leagues. Like now, are they going to bend the knee to the Major League Paintball conglomerate and join as one? Or are they going to say, oh, no, we're going to do our own stuff?
I would like.
I don't know how those politics work in that side of the game.
My understanding is the OPL is a self-sustaining system. You enter it, you play it, you win it, you lose it, you take home your prize, whatever.
Do they win prize money in that?
I don't. I think they get a bit. It's been a little while since I've talked to Derek about it. Is it Derek? Anyways, I forget. I'm terrible with names. Everyone's Bud me too. To me.
Hey, it was bro to me.
Right, you get it. And so then the NXL or the, you know, that kind of thing, that's its own separate tournament. So you pay your entry fee, you play it, you win it, you lose it, whatever. I don't think they need to combine, but I would like to see.
But what I'm saying is, though, why don't we have more Canadian representation in the NXL?
I mean, there are a few we're Canadian all too teams busy there. Being content creators, because every time we turn around, it's a Canadian on YouTube.
It's so true. But I was very proud because I did see, I think I saw Donna's team from Wasega there.
The Beach Boys?
I can't remember the specific name. Please forgive me. But I there were the few teams who came up to me and, you know, hey, we're from so-and-so and we're from, you know, Canada and this and that, and I was very proud to see them and everything. But it's like, why is there a reason why the LPL play teams don't go, like, is maybe you get to the top of the OPL then you go to the NXL, maybe that they could arrange something like that.
I think it might also be a real money thing too, because to play NXL,
oh, mucho dinero
is, yeah, your entry fee is mad money. Your paint's going to be mad money. Mind you, HK did that cool thing where they're like $20 cases.
Oh, dude, the drama caused from that?
GI was pissed.
You have no idea how pissed people
man,
were.
Man, some of the, like, when the big paint brands like GI are throwing out memes, you know that it's even worse behind the scenes.
Listen, bro, I thought I've pissed people off in the past, but oh my gosh.
I want to know, did HK those make guys money on that? I'd love to know if they made, even if they made $1 a case.
I don't think the point was to make money on it, because I think they lost money per case, theoretically.
Yeah, just
move, I think it was just to make their name loss, bigger in the industry.
Yeah, you just move that loss into your marketing budget.
Yeah.
That they're at their show, and they're there to make a splash. They don't care if they lost money.
Exactly.
You're going to Vegas. Exactly. If you expect to make money in Vegas, you're a dumbass.
Exactly.
Sorry. You're going there to spend money.
That was a huge PR move, but they pissed off a lot of people because, you know, the average player is going home to see what? $20 a case? Could you imagine that in Canada? $20 for a case of paintballs at a big game?
Bruh.
You know what I mean? And so all these guys are going to go home to their local fields, or they're going to hear about it through social media, and they're going to go to the local fields and see, you know, cases, you know, are $70, $80, $100. And they go, hey, I heard that paintballs cost $20 a case at this game. How come is it so expensive here? Right?
How much so just put in that truck?
So magnify that everywhere the paintball is played, that people are going to hear about the $20 paintball cases.
Yeah.
And say, hey, you guys are ripping us off. Why are we paying this much money?
So that's why high schools need to keep teaching economics or bring it back. Because when you explain to somebody, look, man, I order 1,000 cases of paint a year. That 3-day event did 14,000 cases. Like,
you know, yeah, but regular people don't care about.
No, they don't. They saw a number online, and that's the number they want.
Exactly.
My ears of retail taught me that.
It makes everybody look bad, right?
And yeah.
It's like, you know, I don't know. I'm glad I wasn't those guys and came out with that idea, because
Somebody at HK is currently on Indeed right now, being looking for a job.
No, I think it is. Or are we going to raise? That was not a singular mistake. That was planned.
Yeah, that's that was not a mistake. That was
100%. That's the marketing team.
Yeah, that was and you know, I'm not going to lie, it was a great marketing play.
It got their paint to a lot of people's hands.
It did, and it put their name out there even bigger.
Yep.
Good or bad, you know, is there bad publicity?
Controversy makes cash,
right? Yeah. And I love those guys. I love the HK guys. I love they were all good friends. I'm friends with Marky and them guys. And you know what? They're hostile kids. They're rebels.
I love their HK's whole shtick.
Image. I love their whole brand.
They are
paintball cool.
They're late 90s, early 2000s skate culture.
Yeah. That's why I love him.
Right.
He's a skater.
He's
a skater. Just remember when Paul Peralta and Tony Hawk and those guys went to skateboard competitions in the beginning, they were doing tricks that pissed off the existing guys who ran those competitions.
Yeah, because you weren't supposed to do those tricks.
Exactly. And that's how HK Army looks half the time, is the rebels who keep it young, who keep it fresh, who make the cool videos, and they come in to disturb shit, and that's what they do. And they're the best at doing that. So I know it seems messed up to us, but
no, I love
keeps everyone on their toes in a way.
I love everything HK does. I love their energy. I love their image. I love their branding. Their marketing is on point. I love the fact that, and I mean, this is this is such a small thing, but to me it was a big like, oh, okay, that's pretty cool. When you look at the different marketing styles of all the different companies, and then you look at HK, and they've got guys like Marky, who look like he should either be slinging craft beers or cutting your hair in a very expensive hipster barbershop.
But then
you've got like crazy fit athletic guys showing off the gear. And then they got a dude that they just call Big Sexy, who's just like, they've got the full spectrum.
500-pound crazy guy who's a lot of fun.
Right. So they're just
like, so you're going to, we got to find this guy. I have to go and party with Big Sexy then, because.
You don't know Big Sexy?
No, but I want to know Big Sexy.
I'm serious. Dude. Awesome. He's awesome.
Yeah.
Bradley.
They hand him a marker, and it looks like he's like holding the thing from Men in Black. Like he's like,
yeah, his page is not safe for work.
Has nobody been paying attention to this fucking place? I'm not safe for work. I'm not allowed to go into public. Not safe for
work. How? But yeah, he's not, like his Instagram, he does some crazy stuff.
Nice. Yeah, I'll have to go dig deeper into it.
You
know,
McDonald's has a clown.
Fuck. Even McDonald's has a clown.
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
But yeah, HK thinks out of the box, and it's like, you know, you got to, you know, step out and do your own thing. And it's not easy in the paintball industry.
No.
Like, look at Hormesis. Like, Ollie and those guys pulled off some amazing stuff by what they did was just headbands. People are paying, you know, $300 to $700 for a freaking headband.
Which
is amazing.
From a businessman's
point of view. If I'm selling a fucking headband, you're goddamn right.
From a businessman's point of view, when I look at this as somebody who respects the art of business, and I look at that and go, damn, that's impressive.
My lord.
Yeah, exactly.
Boys and girls.
As an individual,
they should be studying that in MBA courses.
Like at everything, the rest of my life is very DIY, very like I like shopping at the dollar store and putting things together, that kind of thing. I look and I just go, like, I couldn't imagine ever spending that kind of money on a headband, but somebody's doing it because they're obviously doing it.
See, I'm kind of like a fancy Nancy.
I'll spend good money on clothes and
stuff.
I
hear you, but like, you know, if you like it, you're gonna spend the money.
That's
right?
Obviously somebody, there's a customer out there. You know what I mean? There's,
and they're doing great.
Yeah. So
I think there's a page dedicated to those who own Hormesis headbands,
right?
But at the same time, I think there's also a page out there for people who hate Hormesis headbands. So
probably made by Hormesis as well, because it's like Elvis's manager selling "I hate Elvis" gear.
Genius,
right?
I love that. That's a great idea. Oh my gosh!
You should definitely do an "I hate Wolf" paintball.
I just can't.
You don't need to do that. They just creep right into his. They creep into his posts every time. That's some
every time.
Kill right? Brad will message me at like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock on a Monday morning. I'll drag ass out of bed. And he goes, I can't stop. And I'll just be him poking at people. I'm like, for fuck's sake.
I'm like, I gotta stop. I gotta unfollow Wolf because he keeps
blacked. Yeah, I'm reading it going, fuck, do I message him? Do I say something? Because this is awesome.
DM me what
always
anything. I enjoy your DMs, brother. It's all good. But Sunday, yeah, the tournament, Sunday night with the big party.
Yeah.
Started too early.
Oh, was it like an awkward start?
No, it just started at like 7 o'clock and the tournament ended at 5.
Oof.
So there were still dudes like tearing down their tents from the tournament.
Yeah.
And had to get there a little late and stuff.
Yeah, that's 2 hours to get back, clean up.
Yeah.
Let them get a power nap in. They just played a tournament.
Yeah, and I got I got there a little late and stuff because, you know.
Yeah, that's just fashionable, though.
Yeah, it's just fashionable. But it was like, it was so cool seeing everybody there. And the cool thing about that, it wasn't just players there. It was like a lot of industry heads there.
Yeah.
A lot of big wigs in that event. And I'm glad I dressed to impress because, you know, they like that type of thing. But it was just a lot of people there. And it was, again, a lot of people who are asking to take pictures and stuff. And it was just so official. I would have changed a few things, just technicalities, like, you know, turn off the music when you're announcing an award type of stuff. You know, a little production. Like yeah. They had to go through them way too fast because there's too many awards.
There was an awful lot of them.
Yeah, it was like between announcing the next award, announcing the nominees, announcing the winner, having them come up. You know what? You know why the Oscars have to play the music when you're talking too long type of scenario? Mm-hmm. Like that was like, and I wish I was a jerk. I could have, when I accepted my award, which was, I was very humbled. Thank you, Tom and Excel for that. I could have said like 3 pages worth of stuff like that. People I wanted to thank and everything. But I was like, I just rushed myself because I realized that there's so much more to do.
I
didn't want to get the hook. Yeah, that's such a Gen X, Gen Boomer thing to say. But I didn't want to get the hook, and I didn't want to take other people's time. I'll give you one pet peeve, one negative thing I can say about it is that.
Before you start,
yeah,
I have to walk away for just a few minutes.
Okay.
Keep going.
Go take care of someone. Okay. I'll leave that. I'll wait for that negative thing until you get back. But it was so cool because the networking was amazing. Just the environment, the amount of people were there was huge. It was a huge crowd there.
I saw the pictures that did get posted and it sounded like there was a hell of a turnout. And again, you can't have it in the Sahara and not fill the venue because.
Yeah.
Cheap.
Yeah. I think we impressed those. I think we impressed them.
I think
paintball impressed Las Vegas.
If you can get that kind of good publicity and not have a shit show on your hands in Vegas, you've done well. And I bet again, they had the time of their lives. You guys look like you're having a riot.
Oh, it's dope. It was hilarious because first of all, I'm very thankful for the paintballers for not doing anything stupid to the rooms or, you know, throwing bubbles in any fountains or anything like that. Or, you know what I mean? Like,
keeping it classy, guys.
Yeah. Kept it classy. No real shenanigans happened. So hopefully, you know, I think we'll be invited back.
Good.
I lost my point, but it was like, and again, it was the venue. It wasn't just a regular nightclub. It was an outdoor nightclub with a pool in the middle. You know what I mean? It was just beautiful. The neon lights in the pool and everything. And the cabanas. You could get a private cabana for $1,000.
Oh, is that all?
And that's a pretty good price.
That's
a pretty good price. That's like bottle service in Toronto is like $3,000, bro.
I mean, you know, when F1 was in Vegas last year, it was
Oh Jesus.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's, no, if you're going to go to Formula One in North America, sorry, just go to Montreal. Yeah. That's the cheap spot.
That's the best place to go.
I'd love to go to Circuit of the Americas, but if you're going to go to Formula One in North America, you just go to Montreal. It's cheap. Everybody's partying. It's the same week as Pride, so you know you're having yourself a grand old time.
Yeah. And, what was I going to say when you left? Oh, the only thing I didn't like about it, per se, and again, that can be fixed easily, is that what they should have done is have, like, one tournament award and then one scenario award. And that turn, you know what I mean? Split them up, and then you leave the bigger ones for kind of last. Like, I mean, when I say the bigger ones, it's not to downplay anyone's role or anything, but you had, like, award for best referee. You had award for best scorekeeper for tournament paintball. Stuff like that.
Ah, yeah, yeah. So no one cares about the key grip. We care about
but
they're not the big Oscars award. It's not the best picture. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So it's not to downplay what they do, but I think they should have kept certain ones for the end of it, type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And also they kind of rushed through the scenario awards, the Woods Ball Awards, which was kind of shitty, excuse my language. It felt like how they didn't televise the hip-hop awards in the Grammys.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So you got like... I can see how this went with like Creator of the Year, Tyler Harmon. Yeah, everyone goes through it. It's like YouTube Channel of the Year, Matt the Gym Rat. Yay. And then producer of the game, creator, snare team of the year, scenario, big game of the year, scenario, lifetime team of the year. Covered.
Exactly. Yeah. It felt like that. And
that's a shame.
Again, I'm not dissing anybody or any decisions made. It just, you know, it felt like it could have been spread out a little bit more.
I think they need to eliminate some of the awards, honestly. There's too many.
And people want more. Like, you know, I'm hearing Woods Ballers say they want more. Like, they want...
They always want more. God damn, Woods Ballers always want more.
It would be nice if we had more. But again, there's a few things that we could have been included in more as opposed to separating.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, like I said, the YouTube show awards could have been some... Woods Ball content and some speedball content as opposed to controlled by speedballers type of thing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call Behind the Bunker speedball or Woods Ball content. They cover everything, right?
Yeah, so, they're right in the middle.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So they could have covered more stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was so cool. Like I got to hang out with you know, me and Ryan Greenspan, we're good friends off and on the field. And we're, you know, I was hanging out with him and Yosh and just the jokes, the inside jokes, the fun, the party. It was hilarious. The teams from Mexico started dancing when the music came on and it was magnificent. I was hanging out with Keith Brown from, I think he's on Impact, Keith Brown. He brought his mom to the awards show. She was very proud.
That's cool.
And I was having like a tearful conversation with her, and it was like it was just
bringing
so
his mumsy to the freak. Show.
Sorry,
bringing his
mumsy
to the show. What a good laugh.
So sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a little bit of everything. And again, I was there with Gabriel T. Devil from Legion 13 and a few other guys, and it was just so cool. It felt good, and we need to. I want you guys to be there. Like I was walking around as saying, "Oh, it would be so cool to have, you know, you guys there. It'd be so cool to hang out with Nightmare and Tonka and Alabaster Slim and." All the guys who are trying to do things up here. And I was hoping to see Donna there. She wasn't there. And I was hoping to see Marie there. And shoot.
Why haven't we gotten a show with
Commando Payball's husband?
Dave.
Dave. Marie and Dave. I was hoping to see them there. I saw Greg there from London Adrenaline Paintball. That was nice. But I was hoping to see more Canadians there would have been beautiful.
Donna says she wanted to be there.
Thank you, Steve. I'm sure you did, Donna. You take care of so many other people to go to places.
Yeah.
I'm sure you already had a million other things there.
Yeah.
Callista was not there. Reaper did drive down. I think it was like a 4-hour drive there for him.
Yeah.
But I was hanging out, you know, I was hanging out with like Gino from Valken, who was very cool. I was hanging out with the guy, the president and the guys from Planet Eclipse. Like all the biggest companies. It was dope. It was dope. Donna, if you're gonna come, I gotta see what you're gonna wear, Miss Langman. You better come in something. You better come in something fierce, girlfriend. Donna better come in fire. I'm telling you, that'll be dope.
We want sparkles. We want sequins.
I want sequins. I want heels.
It needs to look fabulous. Louboutin
wheels.
Oh,
and
not that spot meet Louis. No
straight diamonds.
Diamonds. They could be fake.
I don't care. She just better come.
Yeah,
killing it.
Wherever she goes, she kills it. She don't need to wear Louis. She don't have to wear Louis to have it on, to be, just carry it on the shoulders. Listen,
we can let it dream. Let it dream, baby. Just think big. But of course, anything she wears would look fantastic.
I'm definitely making the trip next year. I've already figured it out how I'm going to do it. And I'm probably going to mask it as a week-long getaway for me and the missus, where I'm going to vanish for 72 hours.
Exactly.
And just say, Boston Casino.
Listen, there was a pool, pools and stuff all around the venue. Tons of stuff to do. She could just chill at the pool, read and do whatever, or go out with the girls and go see Magic Mike, what have you.
Right, whatever. So, whatever. Go, yeah. Go look at that, because you're not going to find it at home. So go look at it.
But it was like I was lying, like I was, you know, hanging out with Lauren Salinas and all the lady paintballers looked amazing, great outfits. And it's funny because, you know, a lot of the female players are kind of rough around the edges.
They're female paintball players.
Just like the guys. Yeah. And, you know, but they, you know, a lot of them have the heels on and the skirts and the nice outfits and stuff. You know what I mean? Yeah.
They cleaned up good.
It cleaned up good, right. And it was a beautiful thing to see. Yep. But, again, they had like the Icons Awards, which was that they brought like they had their own what do you call it when you have a
fucking Joel,
like a Hall of Icons, right? And the sad guy, Northern Lights. That's funny.
sorry.
They had like the 7 or 8 icons that they're going to have like a museum about, you know, the greatest paintballs and stuff. It would have been nice to see a couple of Canadian ballers in there. You know what I mean? There's a couple of guys who've been in this game. Like I would have loved to have seen Dave and Marie from Commando or Donna and her husband in there. And also they, you know, it would have been nice to see Canadian Field. They had Field of the Year. And I think they had one for Midwest and West and et cetera. It would have been nice to see a Canadian contingent of that.
Yeah.
But again, feelings are going to get hurt no matter what you do. 100%. But it still would have been nice to be included in that conversation, right?
Yeah. No, for sure. And
I hope I'm not going too fast for you guys.
Not at all. I've got people messaging me like off the like Steve Ross is just like, you need to show up next year. And he's like sending me videos of like the room of like the party. And I'm like, that's cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah, good. You should be able to post those. They're beautiful.
I'm going to go. Oh, okay. It's going to happen. But I'm curious about like the way that they did some of these awards. Like I said, they need to kind of eliminate a few because you've got like Northeast, Midwest, West Coast, Southwest, Southeast. Yeah. That's just the stores.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Holy hell.
I think he's trying to make too many people happy.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, he's not trying to make enough paintball woodsballers happy, but he's trying to make
just twist that blade. Just twist that blade, Will. Just twist it.
I gotta represent for the woods, baby.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's where I started. It's where I started. It's where I keep going.
Yeah.
I try to play speedball, and then I'm just like, I just get the shit kicked out of me, and I'm like, I'm gonna go back to the woods.
And it's but it's so much we have to offer, and it's so much we've done and brought to this game. And 90% of people start with us, then they go to play tournament after if they want to do that. You know what I mean?
100%. Like,
we keep this game alive, and it's. I just feel that I want to see more of us represented there. And it's like I said, we're lucky to be there because there's literally no reason for him to include.
No, he didn't really have to. I was blown away to see that in there. Like I was just like, oh wow, okay, like really appreciate you doing it.
Yeah,
here's some pointers. You know,
yes, like, exactly, exactly. Right. You don't have to be a, come across as a jerk and say, hey, F this guy for not including so-and-so and this and that. Like, that's not how you win hearts. Like, you say, oh, it was amazing what you did. Here's some ideas of how to make things better. Right. So, I'm, you know, put a committee together and try and keep it objective. Don't have 1,000 guys going there voting for their own teams and stuff.
That's, and that's the hard part. As soon as you open it up to community voting, there's always going to be that risk of like, what?
Well, that's fine. I mean, the how you nominate teams.
That's that was one thing I would love to know is how they picked the nominees. Like, what was their, what was the system behind that? What was the logic behind it? Not questioning it, being like, why the hell did you nominate these people? I'm just genuinely curious.
Totally.
What's your checks and balances? What's your processes?
And that's why it. I don't think even at this point it's irrelevant. It's what how it's done next time.
No, that yeah, that's right.
And how it's done, you know, to see whatever didn't work. And Donna said, "How did they choose the winners?" Yeah, that's what we're getting into. And it's some were voted on, some they just chose. And it's going to be an evolving process.
Right now, and that's the thing.
I gave him
right?
a whole bunch of ideas. Other people are going to be giving ideas, and that's just the only way to grow it.
Five years from now, nobody's going to remember like
the first one. Well, don't say it like that. Jeez,
you know, like,
remember a little bit.
What the hell's that guy? But I don't know, man. He just keeps showing up. Said it's something about when he won the first award, and he won't go away.
he's out there holding a cup, waiting for some change to get in. Keep saying something about you, Booyah, trying to get some spare change.
God. Change.
Can you give me a few first strikes to get in this party?
Change the first strikes. Please, sir, can I have some money for my first? I'm missing teeth, but I need a first strike.
But, yeah, and then after that, we had, oh, I'm sorry, how long? I know your show usually.
Nah, buddy, just go, man. Go.
Okay.
Don't worry about
it. And then after that, they had the summit, which is the new extravaganza.
Yes. How was that?
And that was very cool.
Excellent.
That was very cool. I've never been to extravaganza, and I purposely never went to it. I've been invited before, but I never went because when I review stuff, I like to use them. Right. Yeah. So. If I never saw the purpose in going there, seeing a new paintball marker and not being able to shoot it, because my thing was I got popular in this game by reviewing gear, and I like to actually test it out. And if I don't like it, I'll say something. And if I like it, I'll say something. Or if I really hate it, I won't say anything because I don't want to hurt them. You know what I mean? Yep. Like
if you ain't got nothing nice to say.
Yeah, and at the same time, like if someone asks me if I like a certain product, I'll be honest with them, but I don't want to publicly embarrass someone.
Yeah, you're not gonna. You know what I mean? You're not gonna make a video just calling a product garbage. Like,
Common. I don't want people to buy crappy stuff, but at the same time, you know, I'm gonna give them a chance to grow.
Yeah.
Like for instance, to use me an example, like when the first box mag came out, the box order came out. I didn't like it. It had its issues, the first generation, like the first one. And so I didn't review it on air until they made some improvements. Mm-hmm. And then I said, oh, okay, here we go. You know what I mean? So I'll, if I get certain items, I'll tell them it can, you know, try to fix a few things and I'll give you another chance and review it again.
Yeah. I mean, it's not fun doing a video because I've had to do a few where, like when you're struggling to find something good to say about a product, it just makes it makes making that video just a horrendous experience. Yeah. When you're
and
just
people can tell,
yeah, right? You're forcing people it. You're like, it's got a really great color.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. This is a great color camouflage for this marker. Ugh. It's awesome. And look at how the barrel screws in. That's really cool.
Right, yeah.
Oh, the shoot? Oh, it's okay.
Shoot, don't worry about
but
that.
Look at this grip. It's nice and rubbery. You know what I mean?
So yeah, like, exactly. It
strays.
Yeah. So yeah. There you go. But I did say some at the summit. Again, I was really blessed, and I was very appreciative. There were field owners and industry owners and presidents and big names from Europe and Mexico and all over the States and Asia, and like almost all of them knew who I was. And I had no idea. I had no idea. Like, there was guys who owned paintball teams, the big owners, who were like, finally glad to meet you. I love your stuff. And I was like, I had no idea these people. Jesus, I'm getting caught up again. Oh, okay. I had no idea these people knew who I was. I thought I was just like in the woods world, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was such a blessing to be able to meet them. And people, they were asking for my input on Woodsball. They're asking for my input on how to do social media. They're asking about other people. And I was recommending, check out Nightmare. I was saying, check out Alabaster. I was saying, check out the Command Bros. Check out Maritime. Check out...
Yeah, I see how you had us there near the end. I caught that.
No, I'm just listen.
Kidding. I'm kidding about it. Okay.
But I'll say, you know, I was trying to plug people to let them know there's so much more out there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm a lot, but I'm saying there's so much, there's more out there that they can experience and that should be present, that you guys, you know, if you need help with anything, there's a lot of examples out there. And I was, you know, a lot of content creators who do tournament stuff. I met a lot of the photographers and videographers who have some serious equipment out there. It's just a pleasure to mix and mingle and network and get ideas of each other. And like, I saw a cool movie video and I just sent the idea to one of the guys at NXL, and I saw another idea and I sent it to one of the guys who does HK's videos. Like, it's like a melding of the creative minds at that point.
That's one thing I really like. I want to go next year for all of that, but also the networking, being able to like meet people and like, you know,
very important.
Shake hands, very kiss important. Babies, you know, like
very important. Yeah. And I really underestimated it before. I respect it even more now. And it's weird because I'm an introvert. So even though it's, you know, I'm very loud at certain situations, sometimes I'd rather just like chill in my room and read a book. But I kind of push myself to get out there and meet more people and everything. You know what I mean? This is why I laugh, and this is why people who are close to me laugh when someone says, "Oh, Wolf has an ego," because like, I am really shy, and I try to be loving and appreciative and stuff. And it's like, for someone to say that about me, I don't know what they say about other people, but it's like, sometimes it takes a lot for me to leave my comfort zone and go out and meet people. So sometimes I'll leave the player party a little early, because I get a little overwhelmed and stuff, and it's weird that way.
When I like, first, you know, there's no, go ahead, Tom.
I was going to say, when I first started coming around, I had asked exactly that, because I first started seeing your stuff on Facebook. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Does he know what the fuck? Like, what the fuck? And Brad will tell you the shit I said. I'm not fucking kidding. And then when I started watching it a little more, I started to get it. I'm like, oh, fuck. And then I met you, and yeah, I can't imagine anyone saying you have an ego, because you're one of those chill dudes. You're one of those chill guys out there. I'm like, let's go get Wolf. He'll come over. And Brad's like, no, man. He just give him a few minutes. He's just chilling. I look over and you've got your little corner and you're real quiet. It's like, I'm just going to leave him the fuck alone. Yeah. He'll come see us later, because I know you will. It's just,
appreciate the love, brother.
When certain individuals are just like, man, that Wolf guy, he's a dick. I tried talking to him and he ignored me. And I'm like, nah, you were just probably being a dick.
Like, he's an asshole.
Wolf's not the one.
A friend? Like, don't be an asshole.
Yeah, it's like, it's funny because I try to be on as much as I can.
Oh, it's exhausting.
Like, when I take a picture, I always want to be excited, and I always am. It's always such a blessing to meet people and take pictures of them and stuff like that. And sometimes I get tired, and I never deny anything. I'll sign anything for you. I'll take a picture. You know, I mean, I remember I was in a game, and you know, some players came up and met me, and I met them and I said, hi, I hope you're having fun. I said, make sure you hydrate and stuff. And You know what I mean? And I had to get back to the command tent and I had to do some stuff. And I felt like I was going to throw up because I drank too much of this weird powder energy drink. And I felt kind of sick to my stomach. And I just had to go quickly. And then later on, I find out like these guys hate me because I brushed them off. And I don't remember this happening.
So
it's not, you know what I mean? Like, I can't I work win very sometimes.
Closely with Tom here. We, him and I work very well together because I don't have your level of clout. But when I go to certain events, people come to me. They want to talk.
Yeah.
And Tom will keep an eye on me because he could see it. And he'll just watch my eyes will suddenly just droop a little. And he'll swoop in because he knows my social battery is now depleted.
Yeah. And see, I need a Tom.
Tom will come and just be like, Tom. He'll put his arm around me talking to me and be like, hey, come with me. And he'll just like drag the guy away from me so that I can slip away.
Yeah,
before well, I either
smoke stream, dude,
I'm gonna blow up at him.
And again, pop smoke and I get the fuck out.
There you go, like a ninja. But I don't. I don't want anyone to feel intimidated to come and talk to me and say hi. Please come and. Oh. I love meeting people. I love hearing your stories.
Absolutely.
I love experiencing that part of the game with you before and after the game. If you see me in a restaurant, come up and say hi. And you know what? We can shoot the shit. I have no problem doing that. So, and if I seem a little down, please don't take it personal.
Yeah.
Well, I promise you, it's got nothing to do with you.
If anyone who's listening to this podcast hasn't figured out that you're an approachable person, they haven't been paying attention very well.
It's true. I hear you. It's true. But there's always, there's always someone, like bad news about you can spread around the world 100 times before people even wake up and hear something good once, right?
Oh, 100%.
Like, correct.
No matter what you do. And there's people out there who have negative, podcasts and stuff. And that stuff is always popular because people love drama and people love bullshit. And people like to, there's a lot of grown-ass men who like to pretend they're teenage girls in high school and gossip about other people, right?
So true. It's so true. Not much.
You can't stop it.
I just, bitch.
No comment. But the rumors I hear about myself are brilliant.
Amazing. Right? You must love waking up in the morning though and being like, "Fuck! I wonder what I did yesterday."
It happens so much. You wouldn't believe me. The rumors I hear about myself are hilarious.
What I do want to know.
He's not coming out there unless you pay him $5,000 to $10,000 every game. Like, really? Holy shit.
Really?
That'd be awesome. Damn. Yeah, keep pushing that. I'll get more.
Right? Yeah, damn.
But I hear stuff like that on the
daily. I would love to know, though, like, where exactly that parking lot joke came from. Because it spread like wildfire. And I was like, I've never seen this man in a parking lot.
I know.
He's on the field, or he's trying not to die in his tent.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like, I'm trying to pour water on my head, not to pass out.
Right.
And it's like and I've been doing this for 28 years straight.
Right.
I'm not like some guys who, there's guys who, I've been playing for 30 years and they go, to play one or two events.
I've been playing for 30 years, I've played 30 times.
Consistently. Yeah, exactly. Right. And I'm going to toot my own horn slightly.
Fucking Neb. That's who it was.
No, Neb didn't start it.
I know he didn't.
Ned runs
he's too
it.
Youngest. He's too young.
I know. But we got to give him credit. Something.
But thank you, Philip Thomas. I appreciate that. But it's like, bro, I've killed so many people on video, like proof of kills.
I'm taking that out of context. I'm doing a TikTok and just you going, I've killed so many people.
Hey, that just sounds cool, actually. I'm not going to lie. But I've, like the hundreds of hours of videos that I've done on YouTube and like, it's insane. So there's not much more you can prove to people than being who you are and do what you do and everything. Every single game I go out there and bust my butt to try take people out and, but I have fun doing it. Mm-hmm. So no matter, if someone's going to believe a story about me being in a parking lot, there's nothing you can do to change that mind because that's what they want to believe.
No, and then what?
But if you actually played with me, then that's only guys with small penises to say stuff like that.
I have not said. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, there's. I mean, sorry. The guys who, there's guys who joke about it, and then there's guys who try to prove it as fact. Yeah, it's two different things.
What you end up with is the guys that go to the field, and then they see you on the field the entire time, and then that 1 second you're actually like in the parking lot because it's the end of the day, and you're loading
his beer. Yeah,
that's how it is. That's right? Exactly what it is. But mind you, I've been Steve. Thank you very much. That's wonderful for you to say. I do spend sometimes, and this is a good problem. Don't take it as an ego thing. Sometimes it takes a while for me to get on the field because people want to stop and talk.
For sure.
And they want to, you know, tell their story and let me know they're a fan. And I love that. I have gotten I could spend an entire show just telling other people's stories. I've had guys come up and tell me, you know, they were doing chemo and they were doing physio and they would have my YouTube channel playing up to inspire them so that they want to go back out and play.
Amazing.
I've had guys go through divorces and, you know, they've heard my story about going through my divorce and how paintball helped me survive it. They got these guys was, you know, single dads who have brought their kids out to play. Kids on the spectrum, on the autistic spectrum of, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And people who, when they tell me the stories of inspiration, they inspire me to keep going. Because there's been a couple of times that I've wanted to, you know, take a step back and say, what the hell am I doing this for? I'm in my 50s. And I'm like, what the fuck am I doing with my life? Like, and then, you know, I'll have someone tell me their story and go, you know what? I want to get back out there and shoot. And then, you know, even watching my own videos when I got to edit, it inspires me to go back out there. And the haters really inspire me to get out there.
Look, man, if you don't have haters, you're not doing something right.
The haters are like, you know, he sucks. And I love shooting them with paintballs.
They're your biggest fans.
But if I can't prove the haters right, I can't slow down. I can't stop. They're all waiting for me to stop and say, I told you he wouldn't last. I can't.
Right.
I
can't stop. 3 decades later.
You know, 30 years. Yeah, exactly. But they're all like, oh, he's going to come out as a, you know, a fake. One of these days, someone's going to catch him. But I can't let them win.
I can't wait for that. The day that somebody goes, oh, he's fine. Yes, yeah, he wouldn't last after you've been playing paintball longer than most people have been in a career.
Yeah, you know? It's crazy. But Vegas was beautiful because it reminded me, like, all those guys in head offices, like, that, you know, that could have kind of been me if I stopped playing and wanted to work and do that. But I'm still in the field. I'm still in the bush. I'm still hunting down people. I'm still, you know, taking first strikes to the head and trying to, you know, run away and surrendering Nightmare and taking him out when he's begging for forgiveness on video. But
Christ, that was funny.
I don't know if you guys saw that video.
Oh,
that
was
a fun
video. God, that was
like, we wouldn't watch that and not let him live down.
That was so much fun. But I didn't even realize it was him.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Until a little bit later into that, which was, it made it even more funny. But that's when I shot him, because of a regular begging like that, of course I wouldn't have hit him. But then I saw the little Nightmare symbol and I go, oh, okay. You know what I mean? So,
oh, that was say, I saw the little camera and be like,
yeah,
hey,
yeah,
recording.
Yeah. And then you know, we laughed about it after. I said, you know, I'm going to send you my footage and you send me yours and we'll work with it. Right. And it's love like, it. Yeah, that's what it's all about, man. It's just a whole bunch of friends taking each other out in the game and laughing about it later. And it's weird because I've had, you know, I've had haters dare me to come out and play their event or want to do like a grudge match and general against me and see who's better and all that shit. But I'm like, why? Why would I do that? That I'm not going to go anywhere where I'm not liked.
Right?
Right?
Like, I play this game for the fun of it. I mean, I'm serious about winning, but it's fun. This game is a stress reliever. I'm not going to fly somewhere with, you know, angry, and just in case someone wants to fight in the staging area and stuff, I got to be ready and be on my toes and have to knock someone out on camera and get a charge.
And then someone's going to get a picture of you being antisocial because you're surrounded by a bunch of people who don't like you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Like why would I'm not going to surround myself with that negative energy?
No. No.
I didn't last this long. I lasted this long because I stayed away from the drama.
Oh man.
I stayed away from the backstabbing and the politics and all the nonsense because I would have been fed up a long time ago. Man. I've been offered to buy 3 different paintball fields in my time. I turned them all down.
No, that's
and they said, "Hey, Wolf, if you know you bought this, you can make it huge and successful and yada yada." I don't want to turn this into a business.
Yeah.
Because the minute it becomes about the money for me is the minute it's not fun. And it's, you know, I won't be able to travel to other games because I'm going to be worried about the profit margin of the field or certain employees not doing right. Or like when it comes to Andre in business is a completely different animal than Woods and Wolf.
Mm-hmm.
Two different things.
Yeah, I've followed you and watched you in business since like there is a marked divide between the guy that I've met on the field and when the joke the Wolf of Young Street has gone to work and you've gone to go do some business and going to do business, it's like ah fuck.
Yeah,
I'm gonna leave him alone for the day and let him go do his thing.
It's two different worlds, and there's a reason why I do paintball for stress relief. Like I had to tell an executive to go fuck himself because he was trying to give me the nigga deal, and that's excuse the language.
No, I love that you dodged
the term. Essentially, tells us how the deal was going and your response to it, and
I had to
fuck himself too.
We had to, and I don't even curse normally, and I'm not a cursor. I don't swear much, but. If you're, you know, offering me look, 10 grand for something that's like 7 million plus royalties, you can go, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So in paintball, I would be like, nah, whatever. You know what I mean? Just let me shoot some people and I'll be fine.
There you go. Right.
But Andre and Wolf are two completely different entities. And I'm here to just enjoy this game and laugh with people and go out to dinner. And laugh about it after, and people pull shenanigans like saying it's my birthday when it's really not, like they did in Las Vegas. Then freaking go out and hang out with midget strippers after, like it's a whole thing,
Vegas baby.
That it's all about the fun.
All right, that's Vegas, it. Baby. You didn't sell me before, you sold me on midget strippers. I want to go on the strip with midget strippers. That is
it's Vegas, bro. God. We can do you better, man. We can do midget strippers who are missing a leg. Like we can go. Like,
there you go.
We can make this. Can we
get
specific.
Them drunk because I've heard they're just ridiculous.
Or you take the leg off and these. Okay, never mind. It's a family show. But
and on that bombshell. On that bombshell, that's perfect.
Yes, I think we're gonna bring her in. We're gonna rein her in now.
There you go.
Go ahead,
like I said, I do this even I love the competitiveness of it, but I do it for the fun and to relax.
Yeah.
And when it comes down to it, the tournament guys do it for the same reason. You know, a few of them actually get paid and stuff, but excuse me, no matter how stressed they look and how mad they are and stuff, they're still having fun.
There's a an unwritten rule, I like to think, that anything said or done on the field was said or done on the field.
Yep.
And then off, you know what I mean? Like how many times have you know, I've gotten heated on the field many times.
And, yeah, absolutely.
And you know, and like, no, it's just like it come off the field, the mask come off and it's, you're not that person anymore.
Yeah.
You know? So, so like you said, they look competitive, they look angry, aggressive, and then they come off the field and then they're hanging out with midget strippers. Like it's, it is what it is. So, so we're definitely going to Vegas next year.
Yeah.
And I think I can do it for cheap. Strippers. I think I can do it for cheap.
And then, there's different hotels you can stay at. And so be careful because Vegas has this trap where they tell you a certain price and then they have this thing called a resort fee on top of it.
Mm.
And so it's really scummy of them.
So
like for instance, say I had this room for at the hotel that I went to, and I was paying like $1,000 for, you know, how many ever days. Then they go, okay, so you go and check in and say, okay, so you have your room fee and then you have a $400 resort fee on top of that. It's like a condo fees, but for resort. Yeah, it's BS. I'm telling
it
you.
It is. It's absolute garbage.
Like bullshit. Yeah.
It's completely BS.
Luckily.
And all the hotels do it.
Luckily, I've got an inside van with Wyndham Resorts.
Oh, nice. The wind is crazy.
Who can generate a code, and I can go to Vegas for a week, and I think the resort is like all in like $400.
F you.
So.
Yeah, they're like, okay, we can edit this out.
Yeah. So we're gonna be balling in style.
That's what we're editing the show.
But yeah, just if you go, your debit card might not work in some of the machines, so you have to be careful.
Yeah, that's just traveling in the States. I've found I run like when I go to the States, it's cash and credit.
Yeah. And what I'll do is sometimes. I don't like carrying my credit card with me, so I'll also get a pay-as-you-go card thing. Mm-hmm. And just in case, you know, a pickpocket gets me or something, I don't lose everything, right? And
yeah.
You have to cancel your card, and that messes up everything else down the road. Like, there's a lot of, I travel a lot, so yeah. I have a lot of little tricks and stuff.
Yeah,
like
the prepaid card is definitely a great way to do it.
But the summit, we should talk about it real quick. There has some really cool new stuff coming out. I don't know if you saw my video that I posted on the FSC, the new pistol from First Strike.
Yeah, the XP.
The XP. That would look really cool. I didn't get the previous one, but I didn't like the eight gram air thing.
Mm.
I thought it was kind of a pain. I thought it was a bit pricey, but the new one they got coming out, it looks pretty darn cool. I'm not going to lie.
It does look like pretty
I might actually... And it's 68 cal and all that stuff. Like, I might actually switch out my Tippmann if it's as good as it seems.
Dun, dun, dun.
As a sidearm. Their First Strike has a launcher coming out. And it's ridiculous.
But does it shoot giant First Strikes?
No, but it's got projectiles that are really cool. And I can't say too much about it yet.
So what you're saying is I need to go reach out to Ben right now and be like, bro, I want exclusive interview.
You didn't hear anything from me.
Where's Ben?
But Ben. Don't get me in trouble. Ben likes me again. Don't get me in trouble.
I'm not going to get you in trouble.
But he had some really cool projectiles instead of nerfs that looked dope. And it could change the launcher industry. Who else? Gel Blaster was there. They're making a huge...
I dig those, man. I'm not going to, how do I word this? I consumed beverages and then shot jelly blasters with gentlemen at the Commando Action Center and had a ton of fun.
They're fun, right?
They're so much fun.
They're a lot of fun. And he had this cool thing that you buy like these squares and you put them on the wall and you go 1v1 and you have to shoot your, if you're purple, you have to shoot your color squares. If you're yellow, you shoot yours and they move around and stuff.
Oh.
Like, it was really cool. And normally I don't like outsiders coming to paintball and trying to take part of, you know what I mean? But if you're like, you got, it's a great idea for fields to have for the younger kids.
It is.
You know what I mean?
That's well, Tom and I's interns, as we refer to them, are roughly the same age. And the gel blasters are going to be a great option to bring the boys to the field. And we can, me and Tom can go shoot at each other and then the kids can shoot at each other and, yes, great.
Exactly. Valken was there. He had his Ripclaw.
That's the one I saw that I liked.
I just released a video for it today. I think I released that on YouTube. Yeah. He's got a great idea coming. He's got brand new paintballs coming out that they've got. I don't know what I'm allowed to say. He's got. They're not shape projectiles, but. They're measured much more efficiently. We'll put it that way.
Interesting.
So a lot less chance of having, you know, a weird box of paint.
Less eggs.
Like yes. Yeah.
Cool.
And just size alone, like specific, you know, specific size, not even eggs or warping or.
Okay. So it's like 6.82, 6.82, 6.82, 6.82.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And the Ripclaw and the accessories just look so cool. Very cool. And it's going to be the entry level MagFed marker that comes out.
I think that's Vulcan's kind of cornered that market and they're doing well with that is the entry level stuff.
Yeah,
they kind of
it's
pick their
but it's entry level, but it will also shoot first strikes.
Yeah, no, what I mean is like they're targeting that entry level with quality product, and they seem to be doing a good job with that.
And they have a great rental fleet and all that, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, they've got that coming out, which is very excitable. And there's a few other things, like Planet Eclipse had a couple things, and Die has some stuff coming out, and I'm not allowed to talk about it yet, but I'm really excited.
The Die Damn 2.
That's all I can say. I don't know what you're talking about. I never met her. But Die's got some very cool stuff
coming out. Very excited. Very excited. Because I have to get a whole new setup this year, so.
Oh, really? What happened? What'd you do?
Oh, my T15 got stolen.
What?
Yeah, wow, yeah. Somebody got into the trunk of my car and took my green gear bag with everything in it.
When?
Last year.
No, like Commando? No, or like
before Commando. I ran Commando with borrowed gear.
Oh, that's right. Okay. I remember you telling me that. So, now.
Right now, life is finally aligned to the point where like I can afford to get new gear. So I'm getting all new gear. I'm fucking pumped.
So are you going mag fed? What are you going to do?
I'm getting a mechanical speed, like speedball setup first, because it's I can use it in both, right? I can play some speedball, I can play some whiz ball with it, and then
the IDSR is pretty cool. Just saying.
The what?
The Die DSR, is it?
Don't tempt me, Frodo. and then when things settle down, I'll near the end of the season or whatever, I'll pick myself up a new MagFed kit. So
yeah, I got you, Philip. I did not see any new magazines.
I hope there's no more. We have so many mags, and they're great.
They need to be a little more universal.
Yes.
And I know that's not great for, like, see how Planet Eclipse and Valken and Die all have the same mag, like, and they're interchangeable. Like, yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
That's it. Just, like, I think everyone just needs to settle on a generalized design of Magwell and then put all your fun stuff in the mag itself.
Yeah.
You know, like, make it all fit the same mag well, and away we go. So,
But there's going to be guys who don't want to play the game, right?
So, no, whatever.
But that would be lovely. Yeah. It's like, I mean, hey, if we can all shoot 68 cal, I mean, we can all agree on other stuff too.
Exactly. Especially when you force their hand. So, Wolfman, thanks for coming on and chatting.
Pleasure is all mine.
Thank you for racing and speeding down the highway and to get on the show with us. Much appreciated.
It's okay. It's my pleasure. And I'm sorry I haven't been on earlier, but I get a little crazy and time passes by so fast.
Like, I had a kid and 11 months kind of just vanished.
Has it been 11?
Yep.
She was 2 months.
Yeah, that's right. Because it was just before D-Day.
Yeah.
And then, oh my gosh.
Right?
You got a 1 year old already.
I know. Her birthday is already planned for April. It's going to be awesome.
I feel old again. Okay.
Dude, I feel old. She wakes me up at like 6 a.m. and I'm just like, I can't do it.
So, no, but that's a different type of old.
Yeah. But then you pick her up and she smiles and you're like,
when those reds turn into this.
Dude, you can't see it on camera. The camera hides it. But
oh, really? You're getting them in now?
There's so much white in my beard. Wait till you see it.
Just for men. Just for men.
They don't make an orange.
They don't make orange. I like that. Looks good.
Oh, really? Yeah. Find a colorist. A lot of hairdressers who can fix that. The pleasure is all mine.
Brothers. So, yeah, man, we'll get you on.
I'm happy you're still doing the show. I'm happy you're doing amazing and sticking with it. And you guys are moving all over the place, going through personal issues, and you're still doing the show. Dude, and that is everything.
This show
is beautiful.
It has helped for us, both Tom and I, so much because we both went through bullshit one right after the other.
Like, oh, I know, bro. I know. So,
suffered through listening to me going batshit crazy.
Honest to God, I think it's a curse of paintball because I don't think I've met any men in paintball who hasn't gone through some sort of hardship.
Except paintball got us through it.
Yep, right?
Yeah, it did. Paintball 100%.
And people don't know this, but I would not be Wolf if I did not go through the crap I went through because that I put all that pain into my videos, and that's how I became who I am.
It gave you an outlet for the energy.
Yep.
It did.
Right?
It's straight therapy, bro.
Yep. So, folks, for everyone who stuck around with us, chatting and liking and sharing and all that, thank you so much. Truly, truly appreciated it. And, you know, absolutely go check out and support us by supporting the sponsors. Go check out Moncton Paintball. If you ever come down to the East Coast, you have to check out Moncton Paintball. If you're ever in Fredericton and you're ever looking to medicate, you can get some very fantastic hardware from Rip Kings. Mm-hmm. Custom blown glass, high quality vapes, all that jazz. If you need air, Ninja Air. They're sponsoring us now, which is fantastic. Go check that. If you need a tank, you need a rag, Ninja, man. Go Ninja. Love their stuff. And, of course, if you're ever inclined to, we do have the Patreon. So if you feel like throwing a couple dollars at us every month, we truly appreciate it. It's just patreon.com/maritimepaintballpodcast. And, yeah, so that's it, folks. Next week, we have a fantastic guest lined up. Not going to tell you who it is. And then we've got another guest lined up for the week after that, which is even better. No, they're not even better. They're on the same par. They're fantastic. So it's going to be a good time. Super excited for the next 2 weeks. And then a bunch of other stuff is happening. I don't really know. I'm super excited for everything. So life is finally starting to line up and things are going to be great. So That's it. We're out of here. Wolf, thanks again. Go get some more water.
My pleasure.
Thank you, sir. Folks, until next week, cheers.
Good night. Peace.